T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to jump back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The Hurricanes and UVA tonight, Friday Night Lights. And on the call tonight on WQAM will be Don Bailey Jr. He joins us right now. DBJ, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. A little Friday Night Football, a little change up for everybody.
What, speaking of change-up, Manny Diaz on the change-up, going to the defensive side of the ball, and Nikosi Perry gets a start at quarterback. Let's talk about Manny. How'd you read into it? And I know you spent time with him this week about him spending more time on the defense. Break down a little bit more than the general stuff he talked to us about with it. What do you think happens?
Well, I think, first of all, it makes all the sense in the world. He's the one that created that defense, and he's also the guy that was very successful at it, so much so he got a head coaching job out of what he did the last 3 years. So he knows the insides and outs, and he's over there to make sure that they understand what they're supposed to do. And what I mean by that, Joe, is not give up drives at the end of a game that you shouldn't give up. He's up there to make sure, find out why they're not getting as many takeaways probably as they had the last couple years. And he's there to make sure that those players on that side of the football remember how he wants that defense played and how he expects that defense to win every football game, no matter what the offense does. His expectation from the day he walked in here was for defense at Miami to dominate. And I think anything less than that, he's not going to be satisfied with. And I'm, you know, the crazy thing is when he told everybody this, I was wondering, you know, he didn't even have to say a word. Nobody would have ever known. Right? I mean, you don't know if you're not at practice, and nobody's at practice, and he starts getting involved in defense. So he just sent the message. This defense, to me, we got to get some things fixed. It's a family business on that side of the football. He knows everybody on that side of the football, and he made a point to make sure everybody knows that it's not coaching, that it's not communication, but they need to understand as players on that field what the standard is, and Manny's over there to remind them and make sure they don't forget.
Is it mental mistakes? You think a lot of it's mental mistakes?
Joe, I've seen that. You know, it's certainly not physical when that tight end gets away 3 times like he did last week, right? I mean, that's not anything physical. I think, you know, and the mental mistakes also are the penalties. You know, you got patch and jump on offsides. It's foolish. You got some things happening in that category on that side of the football that you really don't tolerate. You know, I don't mind, and you didn't mind, you know, an effort penalty, you know, something like that, but something you control aggravates him, I'm sure, when he sees that happen. And, you know, it's just to make sure that they realize, specifically, I guess, on that side of the football, that what they did in the past is not good enough to what they need today. They got to ramp it up a little bit, and he'll be there to remind them. And, you know, you talk to anybody who owns a business, you know, the owner's got to go in there and straighten things out sometimes that other people can't. And that's what he's doing.
Don, beginning of the season, we had the conversation here on the air about the ACC matchups, probably going to be a lot of close ones. You got to be careful in those games. Mental mistakes, like you said, are going to be a big problem if they happen a lot. But we also talked about how close these games could be with the kicking game. And obviously there's much faith, and I hear it in your voice already. There's not a lot of faith in the kicking game, and it's hard to rip a 20-year-old kid who looks like he's got the yips, but he's got the yips. And in these close games now, Manny's coming out giving percentages on why you go for 2 here, and I really just think he wants to come out and scream, I don't have faith in my guy yet. It's crazy what's going on with that kicking game, especially in these close games. It's got to be frustrating to everyone in that locker room.
Well, the two-point deal made sense, okay, to me. If you figured it out, if you go that you got the 2-point conversion, then you don't have to necessarily chase it the next time. He got it, and he didn't have to chase it. If he didn't get it, then he would have had to chase it the next time. The kicking game, to me, and Manny made a point of this on a Hurricane Hotline on his show, that the kicking game is different than special teams. Special teams, he feels comfortable with. They're happy with what's going on. The kicking game is driving me nuts, okay, and everybody else, because, you know, I'm understanding that you give these kickers a little bit more to deal with because, quote unquote, it's a mental part of the game that affects them. Well, I think that, you know, if you look back, Manny Diaz was a special teams coach at North Carolina State. He's had to deal with kickers. At some point, it's obvious to me that there's not another option, because if there's another option, that person's kicking. So there's not another option, so you have to live with what you have. And unfortunately, what we have right now with Bubba Baxa is not working. And that missed extra point, that is, you know, Joe asked me during the game, Don, you're not saying anything. My answer was, I better not say anything because I don't want to lose my job. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So trust me, I've been through that deal as a teammate. I've been through that deal as a special teams player myself, and the only thing I can say is if I'm Bubba Baxa, you better get it fixed, or your leg better fall off because you're practicing 100 times more than you ever have in your life.
Yeah, and you've been around these guys, and because we see it professionally. Yeah. Matter of fact, guy went 0-for-4 and cost his team a win last week, and up in Tennessee, he got cut. Now, you can't do that in college football because there's nobody else unless you have a tryout at school. Find some engineer major that still can kick, was a kicker in high school at Columbus or something, you know. So it's a tough one, man. I don't know what you do. Yeah, we might call for that if he missed any more extra point or 20-yard field goals. We might have to have one of those down there. Throw out beer and come on out and have some beer with us and bring your girlfriend. Let's see what you got.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to give you the names, but I'll tell you, we were in a game, and one of our kickers missed the field goal in college, and it was a cold weather game, and one of our tackles came off the field, picked up the water bucket, and threw it on him because he missed the kick.
Oh,
and, you know,
God.
You can't. It's crazy what used to happen. You just can't go that route now. You got to walk them through it and hold their hand through it. And if they don't make it, you got to replace them at some point.
Don, you're right, because I had those old school guys, and I don't want to say any names because I've already promised guys that have passed away I'm not going to say their names. But he called kickers out. They came out and missed one. They would go, hey, you got one job. You don't practice with us to start with. Make the friggin' kick. You know, and there's this.
I don't think he used the word friggin', right? Yeah, it might have been.
No, that was for radio.
Yeah, good for you.
But yeah, those old offensive linemen, if you know, they're not like today, man, where they're told, leave the kickers alone, man. Leave them alone. They're getting right.
No.
Yeah, so it's.
They're eating steak. They're not running gassers. They're not sweating during 2 days. They're not hitting anybody. They got to do one thing, make a kick.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Hey, Don, before we run, defensively, let me ask you. Who's playing well and had a great year on the defense? Who's had a great year? A really good year?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
We did this earlier this week, so, of course, you're getting our leftover stuff.
I would say Carter is leading in tackles. I'd say, Joe, he's pushing for a very, very good year. I can't say great year. I think it's unfair for Garvin. I think you're going to see if Russo gets – more playing time at defensive end, which I would expect since he's healthy and he's moving around. I think you're going to see Garvin's numbers pick up because they've been running away from Garvin and he's still been able to affect the game. I would say he's affecting the game. His numbers aren't great. I'd say he's having still a very good year. And really that's, I didn't think of it that way, but
there you have it.
Really,
right? I'm just thinking of big plays, right? I mean, you think of defense, it's not even how they play every down. It's like, man, that guy always seems to make a couple of big plays, you know, and those guys are getting harder and harder to find, whether it's a great tackle, a screen, getting through a screen and making a tackle for a one-yard loss or something. It just got a different feel to it. Well, listen, tonight, man, they got to learn how to win, and it starts tonight because this could really get them going, and I'm getting tired of saying this, but, like, they got to figure out how to win one of these games, and if it's late, then it's got to be late, but you got to – got to get a stop, got to make kicks, and get off to a fast start.
You're right, Joe. There's a lesson to be learned in how to win, and obviously at this stage of the game, they've learned not to quit, and that I'm really thankful for, but they have not learned how to close the deal.
Don, you take care of yourself. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you guys next week. See ya.
Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.